And now we embark at 7:38 on one of our latest Pyeongchang dreams. Actually, recently we had the opportunity to catch up with South Korean ice dancing pair Minyura and Alexander Gamelin, who just had to overcome a costume malfunction this past Sunday, but did so, and will perform Arirang on the individual event next Monday. And as I said, we had the opportunity to interview them before the games. Here's the clip of it. Korean figure skating seems to be back on track in time for the Winter Olympics, shaking off some of the lull post-retirement, Kim Yona retirement, that is. But we have secured three single tickets for the men's and the women's figure skating for the upcoming games. We'll also have the chance to see a first national ice dancing team in 16 years since the Salt Lake City Olympics in 2002. And let's welcome those on the line right now, this pair, Yura Min and Alexander Gamelin. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Of course.
Yeah, no problem.
And how did you guys become a team in the first place? Starting with you, Yura, you started skating in California. You'd been a single figure skater, I understand?
Yeah, I started single skating when I was 6 years old, and I really connected because I loved skating and, like, I was performing on the ice and everything, and I guess jumps really were not my favorite. I liked the performing part, but not the jumps, and that's when I tried out ice dance for the first time when I was around 12 years old, and I really connected with ice dance a lot more than I did with singles, so I switched over, I think, when I was 16, and I've been doing dance since then.
And Alexander, or shall I call you Alex? I know on Twitter you go by Alex with the Hangul.
Yeah, everyone always goes by Alex, yeah.
Right, Alex. You also started ice skating early on, but you also started dancing as a young boy. In fact, your partner was your twin sister. So is it very different teaming up with someone completely different, someone representing a different country, and that's led you down that path as well?
I didn't do freestyle at all. When I started skating, after I'd gone through all the basic levels, I started right away and danced with my twin sister, Danielle. And we skated together for about 13 years, actually, until she retired. And then when I started skating with Yura, of course it was different, because I was used to one person for so long. But we knew each other before. We were friends already. So it was very natural. We just kind of seamlessly, you know, moved into our partnership. As far as competing for a different country, it was also different. But again, it was very comfortable. I've been very accepted by the Korean Skating Federation and by the Korean people. So it's all been a very smooth transition.
I mean, just staying on that, Alex, did you have any concerns in your mind about representing a completely different country, going through a naturalization process, especially a country like South Korea, which has a very strong national identity?
Mm-hmm. Well, in the world of figure skating, this type of thing is not very uncommon. Outside of larger skating countries like the U.S. and Canada and Russia, there are a lot of mixed nationality couples. So for us, it wasn't such a weird thing. I did have to study a lot for my naturalization interview. I studied Korean for a long time, and I memorized the anthem. So all of that was a challenge, but it was a fun challenge for me. So I haven't had any kind of negative experiences in this whole thing.
And Yura, you also could have represented the United States, but you're obviously also waving the South Korean flag. You may have a family background here in South Korea, but did you feel American growing up?
Yeah, first generation, like born in America and everything. I was very like exposed to like the American like cultures and like growing up and going to American schools, but my family is like very traditional, so they raised me very in a very Korean traditional way. So I was raised like both American and very Korean also. Like I know a lot of kids who were born in America, like a lot of Asian kids who were born in America started to be very Americanized, which I was, but I was also very, my mom always taught me like you know, you're Korean, you should know Korean, you should know Korean culture, like, as a Korean. So it was different, but, like, I feel like I'm a perfect example of, like, half and half.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people listening now who will understand exactly what you mean. But Yura, you did decide, I understand, or you suggested skating to Arirang, the Korean traditional song. Can you tell us what made you want to do that?
Yeah, I thought of the idea last year in the beginning of our season, but at that point, Alice and I were pretty new to the whole, like, ITF community and everything, and we were new to our partnership, so we kind of wanted to save it for when we were better skaters and we could kind of, like, when we could perform it better. So
we do it justice.
Exactly. If that's better. And earlier this year when we started looking for music, Alex brought it up again and was like, hey, maybe we should try and listen to Arirang again, and which we did. And at that point, we've been skating for, how long was it, Alex?
At that point, it was about 1.5 years, sorry.
One and a half years, right? Yeah. So we were a little more comfortable with each other and a little more comfortable with, like, we were trying to, like, explore, like, wider varieties of music. And I thought, we both thought, like, Arirang would be a great choice with the Olympics opening in South Korea for the first time, the first Winter Olympics in Korea. And, so we just thought it'd be a good choice because we could share the music and the culture. And basically, like, Arirang is very important music to Koreans, and we kind of wanted to share that with the world.
Well, many of us will be looking forward to witnessing that, perhaps for the first time. Yura just mentioned there, Alex, feeling comfortable together and how that takes some time. I'm amazed still, though, that you get to the level of comfort you have to reach, knowing each other almost second nature on the ice, obviously feeling very physically comfortable for one another. Has that come about quite easily, even though you knew her well before? There must have been some challenges along the way, Alex.
Actually, I do see sometimes when teams have, when two people have a tryout to see if they are a good match, I do see a lot of the time that even though both people might be good skaters, they don't work well together, they don't look good together, and we never really had that issue. We've been very lucky in that regard. I think we didn't even actually have a formal tryout. It was almost like I did kind of retire for 2 months after my sister retired. I thought, because we had been skating together for so long, I thought that if she was done, I was also done. And Yura brought it up very nonchalantly. She was back at home in California for a while, and she was just like, she called me up and she said, hey, like, why don't we just skate together? And it sounded like a joke to me, so I just went, haha, good joke. And I kind of dropped it for a little bit, and she called me a week or two later. She was like, I was serious about that. So I kind of had to reevaluate, like, what I was doing at that point. And then she came back, and we just kind of picked it up and started skating right away, and we started choreographing programs very soon. A lot of people have tryouts that last a couple weeks. Like, they'll go to each, if they don't skate at the same rink before they start skating together, they'll go to each training location with each of their coaches and travel back and forth and have a couple of different tryouts and see other partners, maybe other prospective partners. And we just got right into it right away. And it was very comfortable. We have similar skating styles, I think. Complementary skating styles, I would say.
Well, it is great to see you together. And it looks like you've been a married couple for years in some of the footage I've seen. It's remarkable how close you are. And as I said, you probably have to have that kind of second nature intuition of each other. But, Yura, can I just finish off with your expectations here? I understand it's a relatively humble goal that you've set, finishing 20th out of 24 teams in the short dance, so you can show the free dance performance. But at the same time, you're coming in the ice tracks, if you like, of Kim Yeon-ha and the high expectations around skating in this country. What would your message be to our listeners of what we should be expecting?
We're a very new team, and I already think we're very accomplished for qualifying for the Olympics, because I know teams that have been skating together for over, like, 10, 15 years are going to be there, and some teams that have been together longer than us haven't qualified. So I think we've already accomplished so much just qualifying for the Olympics. And at this point, all we want to do is like train as best as we can and show great programs and obviously qualify for the free dance. And, you know, our goal is just to kind of let people know that there is a Korean ice dance team. You know, we're very new, so a lot of people don't know that. People in Korea don't even know that. So I just want to share with the world that, you know, we exist, we're here, you know, we're here to work hard and, like, show the world that we're capable of competing with the very elite teams. And basically, like, we just want to send the message out saying, you know, we exist, we're here, we're working hard, trying our best.
And Alex, just a final message from you to the listeners in your adopted homeland of Korea.
Well, I want to thank everyone for my support, for their support in all of this, because, yeah, as you said, Korea does have a very strong national pride, and it's a very homogeneous country, and letting someone like me represent them in such a big stage has been a great honor for me. So I want to make South Korea proud.
Well, you're already doing that, I'm sure, but we can't wait to see you here on ice during the Olympics itself. And thank you so much, both of you, for joining us today.
Of course.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Good luck to you, Yura Min.
Thank you.
And Alexander Gamlin.